Would you welcome Apostle Jerry Colbreth? Apostle Jerry and his lovely wife, they have 4 adult children and 9 grandchildren. Yeah, you got us by 1. Yeah, we got 8. Actually, we got 1 more child than you 2. We got 5. You got 4. But. Thank you, Jesus.
Love you.
Before I say the normal greetings, in this atmosphere, I just need to, he gave me the liberty, so.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I was sitting there and then engaging myself in the worship and start sensing this movement in my spirit, and I kept shaking my head, trying to just tap in. And I said, okay, Lord, when I get up then, you know, open the door, because I don't take those liberties, and tell me what you want me to do. And so when I said, when I get up, God, because I thought I saw something. When I get up, God, show it to me. So, as I stepped up here, and I'm beginning to focus on what the Lord was saying, I saw and I see literally angels at the doors. And one of them is saying, as he's running, I use the word running, but as he's moving quickly from side to side, zigzag like this, just moving. And so as we do prophetically, okay, Lord, what does that mean? He's moving quickly from side to side, and the others are at the door. I see 4 doors. And the angel came in that door and came down, started moving. The other 3 angels walked up and just spread out in the back. So I said, Lord, what does that mean? Why am I seeing this? And I keep hearing the word breaking, 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 breaking. What are you breaking, Lord? So I hear the Lord say, I'm breaking the chains that have held us in bondage, individually and collectively, but I'm breaking the chains of complacency. I'm breaking the chains of inactivity. I'm breaking the chains of melancholy. I'm breaking the chains of hopelessness. I'm breaking the chains of fear. I'm breaking the chains of sorrow. Because we have allowed this season and this time to put weights on us, that God said, I'm breaking those chains, I'm breaking those weights, I'm moving them, because that's not me. That's not me. I am righteousness, peace, and joy. Thank you, Lord. I'm breaking the chain so you can once again begin to see just how good I am. And I hear the Lord say he's going to begin to cause us to walk in a power that we have not truly experienced yet. And I hear the Lord say, we think we have seen him move, but he's saying what you have seen was only the beginning. There are greater things I'm going to do. There are deeper things I'm going to show. And I hear him say, I'm going to give you ears to hear so you can hear, and eyes to see so that you can see, so that you're not deceived by the enemy and false teaching. There's a newness dawning in each of us. You're going to awaken with a freshness that you didn't have before. You're going to awaken with an understanding you didn't have before. You're going to awaken and realize a power you didn't know you had. You're going to awaken to a movement that I am starting. And you'll find yourself at a place of decision. Do I get in or do I wait? I'm encouraging you. This is me talking now. I'm encouraging you. Get in. Get in, believer. There's been a stirring in my spirit for so long around what God is doing and what he's doing in the spirit. There is a prophetic destiny. There is an apostolic restoration. There is an apostolic reformation that's hitting the church. And I just pray that we have eyes to see. You receive that?